It's 88 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com, also live in all 16 regions on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, the NPP in Wale Wale will still have to wait for the National Council of the party to decide on the outcome of their parliamentary primaries after chaos erupted when ballot papers were snatched during sorting yesterday.
Whether they would ask us to continue to do another election, that one will come from this NPP's election. This is an internal party decision.
Also, Bono chiefs issue a one-month ultimatum for the government to stop the destructive Galamsey activities, warning that if no action is taken, they will rise up and reclaim their land.
But stop over here, after some time. Nananum asasini ayadia. Yankasa asasini abadji.
And in business,
Bank of Ghana rules out reviewing cash reserve requirement for banks as some financial institutions move to place fresh charges on foreign currency accounts. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, the clash of presidents over Free Senior High School. President Akufo-Addo and the GBA president lock horns over whether students from well-to-do backgrounds should pay their fees and not benefit from the free SHS program.
Students from comfortable backgrounds must pay fees at the senior high school level.
People who can afford to pay fees should send them to fee-paying private schools.
These and more with me shortly. My name is Maxwell Ababa. Let's settle for the details, and we start with the election headquarters.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
New Patriotic Party NPP in Wale Wale has still not been able to elect a parliamentary candidate after two rounds of voting. The most recent voting held yesterday was disrupted by a ballot snatching incident, resulting in chaos and truncating the process. The ballots were taken to the Wale Wale police station for counting, but these could not be completed. The party in the constituency will now have to wait for the National Council of the party to make a decision regarding the outcome of the parliamentary primaries between incumbent MP Haji Alayo Bazuruwa Abudu and special advisor to the Vice President Tia Abdulkabiru Mahama. Yes, Director of EC for the Northeast Region, Gabriel Minu, updating the media on why the process could not be completed.
After the sorting, we saw that some of the ballot papers are badly damaged in such a way that you cannot determine it for candidate A nor candidate B. As you cannot, some of the ballot papers are damaged, and for that matter, you cannot determine it. You see that we have to stop there for the party to take their decision on that. Whether they would ask us to continue to do another election, that one will come from this NPP's election. This is an internal party decision. So we couldn't determine the winner today.
You're the EC Director in the Northeast Region, Gabriel Minu, Chairman of the Election Committee of the New Patriotic Party for the Wale Wale Constituency Parliamentary Primary Run. Masawudu Oxman says the National Executive Council would have to take a decision on the way forward.
This is a matter that has been concluded by the EC of annulling the election of not completed. But as a party, we are going to set every matter to the National Party, so that inshallah the National Council of the party, which is the second highest body of decision making, they will decide on Wale Wale matter.
You heard Masawudu Oxman. Still on politics, the new Patriotic Party has declined any invitation to support the National Democratic Congress NDC's call for a forensic audit of the voters' register. The NDC, after filing nominations for John Dramani Mahama yesterday, declared a nationwide strike against the EC if the commission refuses to heed to their call. James Aveji has a summary of the day one of the filing exercise.
On the first day of filing of nominations, 8 candidates, including the MPP's Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, the NDC's John Dramani Mahama, as well as other independent candidates, including Kofi Akpaloo, Nana Kwame Bediako, Cheda, and others, have filed nominations.
Those of you who have been asking us, if they don't comply, what would you do? This is your answer. On the 17th of this month, the NDC is embarking on a massive nationwide demonstration in all 16 regional capitals. Descend on the Electoral Commission offices, and we in Accra will descend to the headquarters.
But what is the position of the NPP on the call of the NDC? Here is former director of elections for the NPP, Peter McMenu.
They are playing a chase-up game on us because we left this in 2015. When they said, NPP is talking nonsense. NPP is talking rubbish.
James Aveji reporting for Joy News.
And filing of nominations resume on Wednesday. Away from the election headquarters, the president of the Bono Regional House of Chiefs, Osagyefo Osiadio Ejiman Bedu II, has issued a stern one-month ultimatum for the government to halt Galamsey activities in the country. He warned that failure by the government to act will force the chiefs to rise up and reclaim their land. He served the notice during NDC flag bearer John Mahama's campaign tour.
Yeah, my bunny ought to see and also me. Yeah, Galam say, on far, Sabi Mraso, Quanso, and Jas, as he saw to me to a good yen.
Yeah,
Benfa Police for,
yeah,
I didn't grab Benfa Soja for any day. Ingram, Benstop over.
Yeah,
Benstop over Yura. After some time, Nananama Sassania,
yeah,
Yankasa Sassania, but Jay, go near from Mato Bio, Yankasa, Yabetra, Yanni Betria, dear.
Well, meanwhile, the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAC, has also called for an immediate ban on gold prospecting in rivers, forests, and other sensitive areas. In a statement dated September 9, 2024, signed by 9 UTAC presidents, the association demanded a total ban on Galamsey. The Ghana Bar Association has also delivered a damning verdict on the illegal mining crisis, declaring that things are only getting worse. The GBA believes the government is failing to make any real progress and have condemned the politicization of the issue, describing it as irresponsible, shocking, and regrettable. Yes, President of the GBA, Yawa Champonboa, for addressing the 2024 Ghana Bar Association annual conference in Kumasi.
The anecdotal evidence that Galamsey is controlled by powerful interests in Ghana cannot be ignored. The state must be honest and deal with the real powers behind this menace. We cannot deal with Galamsey by organizing public fora and making noise on our airwaves. We will be playing the ostrich without future if we pretend as we are now.
You are the GBA president, Yawa Champonboa. NDC flag bearer John Mahama says the fight to eliminate illegal mining or Galamsey will not be easy and requires strong political will. Speaking to religious leaders in the Bono region, he noted that the country must be ready to sacrifice in other areas to win this fight. He added that if elected, the NDC will audit all mining concessions.
The risks are worth the effort. The first thing is to make sure, say, forest reserves, no. Forestry Commission. 37 forest reserves have been entered into and destroyed. And so the first thing is to get them out. Have to involve our traditional rulers. We're going to audit all the concessions.
You had NDC flag bearer John Mahama. The president of the Ghana Bar Association has drawn the criticism of President Akufo-Addo over his remarks on the blanket free senior high school program. The association's president, Yawa Champonboafo, argues that it is unjustifiable for students from affluent homes or those who attended expensive private junior high schools to benefit from free SHS. He contends that these students should pay fees at the SHS level.
We can help the poor without necessarily benefiting the rich. The free SHS program must be means tested using the data compiled by the National Identification Authority so that rich parents do not suddenly transform to become peasant farmers. Students from comfortable backgrounds who attended expensive basic schools must pay fees at the senior high school level so that resources are free to fully cater for the poor and vulnerable.
Well, but President Akufo-Addo will have none of that. He says students who can afford to pay their fees should go to private schools instead.
Let me express before I sit down my difference with the president of the bar on one critical issue. People who can afford to pay fees for the education of their wards should send them to fee-paying private schools. The full impact of this dramatic development will be felt in due course and will far outweigh the small number of privileged parents who can afford to pay for the education.